Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario.
Hey, it's Frank Quillo.
This is Roger Clark.
This is Master Daniel Pacina.
This is Lucy Pohl.
This is John St. John.
And you're listening to my favorite,
the Game Fix podcast.
Game Fix Show.
The Game Fix Show. Yeah, them boys, they're pretty funny.
If I have a sword and I'm just like, man, like that, I'm not going to do anything. I will probably, it's just not going to work.
I mean, the one in Hollywood, it's only going to have the Bowser Mario Kart ride. They don't even have the Yoshi ride. So
I think it's absolute stupid. I think you're cutting your nose off to spite your face. I think you're shooting yourself in the foot. I don't know how many cliches I can come up with, but it's just not good for the industry.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go payday! Go payday!
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
Salutations, I'm Mike.
And Verlaine forgets to unmute his mic.
And Verlaine is my name. Check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And twitch.tv/gamefix.
Sorry, I was excited because it wasn't my fault. That's crazy. As it usually is. It's okay. We got a lot to get to, of course, as per usual. But obviously some cool things. I mean, we just watched the new trailer for Fallout, and I gotta admit, I'm interested. I have like over 300 hours logged in Fallout 4, so why not?
Now it looks good. Now I get it. Like, I think it'll work. I think it'll work.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And we'll talk about it later, I guess.
We could talk about it now if you'd like.
What I was going to say was I think it's going to take a lot of thunder out of Borderlands. Because it's the whole kind of same scenario, end of the world thing, and Fallout. I think I like Fallout's world better.
Oh, yeah.
By far, yeah.
Well, it's less animated and silly.
Yeah, Borderlands,
and it's
yeah, but Borderlands is goofy at a time where goofy is a little bit passe.
Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah, no, I agree with that. I do. I'm looking forward to that, and they're going to drop all the episodes at once, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that actually works pretty well. All right, the new J-Lo movie Atlas. You saw that trailer too. It looks like Titanfall. I don't know. It's gonna be on Netflix. So
sure. I thought it was. I was like, wait, is this fucking Titanfall? And then I was like, wait, is this Edge of Tomorrow 2 with a girl? hey, J-Lo's like Tom Cruise for me. I'm not like a huge fan of her, but she's never been in a bad
Tom
movie.
You love Tom Cruise's ass?
No, she's never been in a bad movie. Like, her movies are good movies. Even the dumb romance ones are pretty good.
That's fair.
So I'll watch it for sure. I'm interested.
Okay, all right. Well, we got a lot to get to, and please check out our website, as Verlaine said, gamefixshow.com. You can follow any of our social medias there. You can even listen to our latest recorded podcast, the audio version, right there on the website. And no matter what, this show will be free, okay? But we also have a Patreon, so if you feel that we deserve a little bit more, because of the Patreon, it really keeps the show moving, keeps it going, and we appreciate that, everyone there. And, just like Bocephus and Jack, you know, they are top-tier contributors, so they get to challenge us in different things or tell us about an article so we can talk about it, whatever it might be. So you kind of act as a producer-type role. So that's what you get when you become a top-tier. It's a $10 a month support to the show, right there on our Patreon page. Everything's there, gamefixshow.com. Okay, there's a lot we got to get to. It was a beta, and now it's actually making a return.
Yeah,
now it's not official. A beta anymore. So we'll talk about multiverses. We'll get into that, as well as some free games and a game that's talk about a bummer that they canceled Insomniac. We'll get into that as well. That it's very. I'm very sad. I don't know about you guys. That.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they canceled it because it looks. Well, we're going to show the trailer actually on the show. It was leaked. Although if you're listening to it, we'll just talk about it as it plays. So, but we'll get to all of that plus so much more. But let's talk about what we've been gaming, and I'm going to go first this time. All right. I don't normally go first, so I'll just do it. I'll just get it over with. I've been playing Helldivers 2. It's great, man. Every time I get into the game, I am like ready to go. The game is awesome. Everything about it. If you haven't gotten a chance to jump in and play, it is really really good game. And dare I say, Verlaine, it is a console buying game.
It's a $600 game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I think it's up there with like Overwatch, which you have played. I don't even know how many hours. I would love to know how many hours you've logged in this game. Can you find that out? Is there any way you can find that out right now during the show?
Yeah, I think so.
Try to see if you can find that. I'm like really interested in that number. Because
it should be on the Xbox app if you have it.
Yeah, it's probably on the app. I look up that way. I've logged in a little over 100 hours, which is pretty respectable, but I don't think it's anywhere close to yours. Well, while he looks that up. Other than that, I've been kind of chipping away at Stray. I just want to get to the end without going online and trying to figure out what to do. You know what I mean? So a lot of it, sometimes it's a little confusing, and I'm just trying to get through it at this point. It's the game's fine, whatever. I'm glad I didn't pay for it. That's really where I'm at with that. As far as Helldivers 2 goes, though, they already implemented it, or they're talking about implementing it. The bugs will be flying now. There's going to be some bugs to fly.
I don't know.
It'll probably be soon. If they aren't there already.
Yeah, I mean they implemented the mechs, which is pretty cool. Those are actually really useful. For a while they were free, you know, just to kind of give you a taste of it. And then they took the free ones away and make you earn it and unlock it yourself. So no, but it's been pretty cool. And yeah, I want more of this game. I cannot wait to see what they're going to do. Maybe there could be a crossover. I don't know. Maybe we can get a Neil Patrick Harris, like, you know, commercial for it, or I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there. Who knows?
I'm surprised that actually hasn't happened
yet. Right? You know what I mean? Commercial of him like recruiting.
Yeah,
I think that would be the way to go. Did you find it, really?
I have to launch the game.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then, and we'll see about that. And Mike, what have you been playing?
I have been playing Contra Operation Galuga. New Contra game came out 2 days ago. And this one was developed by WayForward, who worked on Contra 4 for the 3DS. So it borrows a lot of that feel. So it does have a good blend of old school Contra with a lot of the play that they've done in like Hardcore Uprising and some of the other later Contra games that came out post like 2001. It's not as hard as Shattered Soldier, and I don't think it's better than Shattered Soldier. Contra Shattered Soldier on the PS2 is still like my favorite Contra game, but I think I have liked a lot of the Contra games that they've made since, and this one is a retelling of the very first game. This is an aspect of reboots that I really like. I like the idea of like taking the old games and just redoing the stories. I mean, you can get tired of some rehashes and whatnot, or like rebooting some aspects of some stories. But since the original Contra on the NES just kind of like threw you in and you're just two guys without shirts running around and shooting things, now they give you a reason why the two guys without shirts are running around and shooting things. And the plot's, you know, nothing amazing. It's pretty much explaining why you have to run to the right and shoot things. But they have done some pretty cool things with some characters. They've got a new character. Her name is like Elisa. I'm actually probably getting her name wrong because it's not in front of me right now. And it doesn't help that there's also an Azucena in Tekken 8. So the South American Peruvian names are kind of like jumbling up in my brain at the moment. But she's one of the residents of the island that gets attacked by the Red Falcon. So it adds some really cool meat as to why these characters are here and why they're fighting. And I kind of like things like that. The Contra games have always had like a core of characters, but never really much story behind them because it's Contra. You don't really need it. But I kind of like the light additions to it. Gameplay wise, it feels pretty cool. They've retained the, you can hold two weapons at once, so you can switch over to regular gun if you don't want to lose your spread shot. And just like Super Contra and Contra 4, if you grab two power-ups of the same weapon, it gets stronger. So it's cool that that's carried over. I haven't tried the online co-op. I'm afraid of trying the online co-op in it.
Why do you say that?
Because I don't like to play Contra with people because they like to take the weapons I want. And probably selfish. But if I've got like the flamethrower and if I want to upgrade it to the maximum flamethrower, somebody's going to run and grab it. I experienced this with Contra 4. It's like, no, man, I want the flamethrower, and they'll just leave me with the machine gun. Machine gun's fine, but it's just a faster version of the regular pea shooter. Contra Operation Galuga, a pretty cool game. I've heard the Switch version is a little chunky. I've been playing it on the Xbox and PS5, and it runs pretty good.
I almost bought that game.
Really?
Yeah, it looks sweet. But, like, the graphics are really cool. Because I wanted to know more about it. If it's just a normal Contra game, I don't know if I'd play too much into it. And it's still like, it's kind of like Double Dragon. It's, for me, they're always hit or miss. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they just suck. They're never by the same company. They're never like, to me, they're never like, seem like the same.
No, like, it's just like with Double Dragon 4, I put 4 in air quotes because it's not the real Double Dragon 4, but that one was made by like Arc System Works and I didn't like it. And before that, it was Double Dragon Neon, which I liked at the time, but then I played it again a couple of years ago. And it's a little too hard, like even for me. I feel like that there's parts of it that's like really hard, but I do like making the game hokier. It feels more like a Saturday morning cartoon, and I'm all for games in 2024 that feels like a 90s Saturday morning action show. I've also been playing a lot of Honkai Star Rail.
I've noticed.
It's made by the Genshin Impact people.
I mean, you play that with your wife, though, right?
Genshin?
No, Honkai.
No, this one's single player.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this one's mostly single player, and it's a turn-based RPG. I like the way this game is. I like the way it played, but it's got a problem. So because this is a free to play gacha game, and they can't do the same tricks that gets people to play Genshin Impact, because with Genshin, because the action is real time, the meta amongst teams that like you can put together are all based off of your reactions. And in Honkai, this isn't really the same thing. And they put themselves into a corner by having every new five-star character that appears on an event banner being stronger than the previous one. Like months back, they introduced the dragon character in Viper to Linnae, currently the strongest character in the game. So what happens? He can smash everything. So what do? They make more enemies. And all of the enemies have to come with more hit points, and they're also swarm-based. Swarm in the context of this game means these enemies replicate themselves, so you end up fighting like five of them at once. And if you try to do this with a character that's, say, on like a hunt class, the path of hunt means you can only attack one enemy. Attacking one enemy you can't do if you're fighting five at once, and that five can turn back into five if you don't kill them fast enough. So every new character that you almost would have to end up paying for is stronger than the next character, meaning that the older characters in the game are going to become obsolete. Well, I jumped into this game late, meaning that I missed out on a lot of the strong characters, so I have a party full of old characters that aren't as good, and I end up with like kind of a jumbled up meta. So I'm currently fucked in this game, so I've been putting a lot of time into it because I'm not strong enough to progress the story. Yeah, I actually wish I would have brought this up on screen share, but they introduced this new character named Boot Hill, and I'm just gonna. I hope my camera can.
I can find a better.
Oh, okay, yeah, just yeah. Like maybe like Google.
I know how to do it, Mike. Just keep on.
Boot Hill. And he's a cyborg cowboy who is trying to, in like no sense of better terms, piss off the intergalactic tax government. So he was drip marketed and leaked without much of a story, and he looks fucking stupid. He looks like what happened if you mash like D. Snyder with a transformer, threw them in a trash compactor, and gave him like a rope and a golden gun. Like this character looks like 18 gimmicks balled up in the one, and it just looks downright stupid. Story-wise, I don't really know what this game is doing. I can't even really comment on it because each arc that I've played in feels like a completely different game. Yeah, that guy right there. I don't know. The fans are going crazy over this guy because they think that looks cool. Yeah, that looks cool if you were into like Toonami back in 2002.
Or Overwatch.
Yeah, or any anime. They look the same. They all look the same. They draw the same. What the hell is that? Like, do they realize that they're drawing the same exact type of character, just different clothes in every game and iteration of manga and everything? It's all the fucking same.
Still no feet.
Silver no two-tone feet. Hair, no the feet. Same snarky smirk. It's yeah. I'm not excited about him. I'm just going to save all of my free draws for the next character that I'm probably not going to get because it's random. Also played a little bit of Helldivers. I played it a little bit less because I've been working on a couple of projects, but the two times that I played it, I got stuck with some dummies. I shared a clip on Facebook earlier of a guy that let me die because he kept throwing mines in like the area that I was standing. I like using the mines as like a defense deterrent, and sometimes I'll accidentally throw them too close to like Dave and Jack. And I try to like chuck them behind us as we're progressing forward, so that
which is the right thing to do. Yeah.
So that when the horde is behind us, hey, they run into the mines and they blow up. This jackass threw them like 2 meters from where I'm standing. I'm surrounded by mines, being attacked by a horde. We both blow up. He spawns in first, doesn't bring me back, and then the second I come back, he starts firing a machine gun, I respond, and then kills me again.
Yeah, he's just a troll. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. I either a troll or an idiot.
I've said this before on the show, but games like this can only be fun when you play with friends. When you play online, there's just a lot of fucking idiots out there that for some reason, I don't know, because like this is not me, and I feel like I speak for everyone here, but like when we play video games, we like a challenge. We like to actually, you know, do the mission, pull out whatever the goal that we need to do. I don't go in a game going, I feel like fucking around and messing up someone else's game. That, I'm sorry, that's reserved for Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, like that.
But I don't know. Anyway,
it's, you know, weird. Other than that, played a little bit of Street Fighter VI. I'm a bit rusty, so I kind of got my ass kicked a lot. I did hit gold though, but I haven't played it much.
Did lately. You see the new character they're introducing?
Ed? Oh, you mean, oh no, Akuma.
Ooh, that must be a new character. Who's Akuma?
Akuma's sweet.
That's right. Coming.
Irrelevant that he's sweet, but my point is why are they introducing characters that have already been in the game?
Because
cheap. They know people will fall for that bullshit.
Because people are waiting for their mains to pop up in the games. Because when the mains show up, if they're good, and Akuma's always a strong character, so I'm assuming he's going to be really, really good. I could never use him in the past, but he was fun to play because I like hitting the raging demon on people.
Yeah.
No. But other than that, I've been recording some gameplay for Center Ring Boxing on the Sega Saturn because that's going to be a project in the near future. It's a clunky boxing game, one of the first 3D ones, and it's not very good.
All right, Verlaine, what have you been playing?
Overwatch. And my total is 1365. It's only 56 days of straight Overwatch.
1365, what, hours?
Yeah.
Really? I've never logged that many hours in any game I've ever played. And I thought I would have the record for something. No. Even if I double the most hours I've ever played in a game, it wouldn't even get touch that.
Yeah. Gotta get those numbers up.
Yeah, man. Numbers. playing Assassin's Creed VR.
Verlaine was broadcasting today on GameFix. So if you're around when he does it, enjoy.
Yeah, it's I like the game a lot, dude. It's cool. It's just like Assassin's Creed, but so I got to a part today, and I actually got like I was getting nervous. Because of how high I had to climb to get to one of those, you know, the eagle points. So let me, all right. So I see the eagle point up there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, explain what's going on. Remember, people
I'm about to, okay. So I'm about to jump on this huge boat. It's just a huge pirate boat. That I'm gonna climb up, right?
Of course. So, that seems completely doable.
Yeah. So
I mean, who hasn't done that?
Yeah. So you're running. And by the way, it's so different doing this than going like doing it in Sea of Thieves. But so I get to this point, and I start like feeling how high I am. Like I'm like right now, you don't even know, but. I'm actually like for the first time probably in any like game like I'm like kind of nervous
like afraid of heights.
How high I am
like if you tilt your head down you just kind of like
ugh. Oh yeah, well right now I'm on the edge and my legs are like I'm almost like they're you know I'm tightening my legs like I'm trying to like not shake and fall off but I'm in my garage playing so I get to this spot. You get the Animus. It's going to show all the little areas. And then, let's see, 21.
Did you
just
gonna
skip
off.
This part? That's yeah, funny. I'm going to skip this part and go. I'm about to end it. And then I'm going to do the jump, which is the best jump that's in the game so far.
Okay.
And then and to do it, you'll get to these synchronization points like in the normal game. You have to hold your arms out and then you push A and you jump. But now I'm going to do it and I'm just going to look up. And
that's cool. Oh, just fall into the hay.
Oh. Yeah, fall into the hay.
No one saw you do that?
Yeah. And so and then this game's actually gotten pretty hard. Oh, let me stop this stuff.
I actually had to pull the screen off of like full screen there because I was actually
okay. I got to ask why does Bocivas keep calling saying croissant? What is?
Because the one day I said my name was croissant. Oh, you haven't played Overwatch for a while. So, yeah. One of the characters we call her Carl Weathers. What's her real name? Who's Jack knows Carl Weathers' real name? Real name.
Carl Weathers.
Oh, but anyways, one of her liners is, "You can call me Vivian." And then she has another liner that says, "Croissant." And so I sit there in the game, "You can call me Croissant." Oh. And then one day I had it as my tag on the show.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So, cool. Yeah. Thanks for calling me Croissant.
All right. I'm sorry I asked.
So Jordan does that, right?
Huh? Yeah, Sojourn.
Yeah.
That's who it is. There you go, Sojourn. But yeah, dude, that game anyways, it's so good. Like right after that, it was really hard, like the end part, but I was still doing it like I could have just ran past everyone, found the dude, and hurried up and tried to kill him. But I was going around killing all the guards and saving all the hostages. And
you're a good guy.
I have it set on hard, but yeah, the game's totally challenging. It's a game where you're really like, I'll see a guy, drop down, kill him with my knives in the head, and then turn around and have to scurry back up because now people are after me. And then while they're looking for me, just like Batman, I'm picking them off. I mean, there's times in the game where I'm just sitting there undercover, like I'm thinking of how I'm going to execute what I'm doing. There's a part where I shot a dude with a bow and arrow. Oh, I wish I had that same video. The first time I did it, I run up to him, but his body's gone, fucking fell off the edge. So I'm like, damn it. Next time I kill him, well, every other time I kill him, I have to kill him and run up and grab his body and pull him up so that he doesn't fall and alert everybody. I mean, you can grab the bodies and hide them like in Hitman and shit. Like, until I beat the game, you're not going to stop hearing about it.
Okay.
Nice.
That's, I mean, I'm still talking about Helldivers, so I get it, man. I understand. So, anything else?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, then let's take care of a little business here. Let's go to the retro reboot. Mike, tell us what your retro reboot is for this week.
The retro reboot, which is posted every Tuesday between the hours of noon and 1 o'clock on GameFixShow.com. And this week I went back to some Kaiju Carnage to review a really fun, addictive game. Godzilla, Destroy All Monsters Melee.
Nice.
For the GameCube and Xbox. It's kind of an arena brawler. And generally, I can dump on arena brawlers because I don't really think they're like pure fighting games, but they're good mindless entertainment. And this one's pretty, it's actually pretty fun. It's got a lot of monsters from the Godzilla movies like Rodan, Megalon, King Ghidorah. And you can smash the cities. You can throw building debris at people. You can fire lasers. It's really it's too bad that like Mothra isn't playable because I really like Mothra.
Mothra's not playable. That's ridiculous.
No, she's in the game and she'll like drop healing items and locate and like will attack both of you. But it's too bad she's not a playable character. But a lot of the creature sounds like it really is cool. And for like not really having a lot of Godzilla games growing up, I'm surprised it took so long for them to like make Mini, or at least for Mini to come out here. And this was probably one of them. Well, one of the first ones since the 1998 Godzilla movie pissed off Japan and Toho, and we weren't allowed to have Godzilla for a couple of years. But cool game. It's actually
that movie pretty pissed off a lot more than just them. We were like, you know what? We don't deserve Godzilla movies after that.
Ever wanted to watch an Americanized Godzilla movie starring
Even Sims. Matthew Broderick couldn't have saved that movie.
Hey, let's be fair though. Godzilla, Godzilla as just what he is pretty a pretty dumb idea. Like fair. It doesn't. It's not. Fair. You can't even make it realistic. You can't make it realistic at all. And the only game really that you could make from it is an arena brawler.
Yeah.
What else are you going to be? A platformer where you're Godzilla jumping around like an idiot? Like, Godzilla himself looks stupid, and for some reason, these idiots that love Godzilla purposely ignore the fact that he looks like an idiot, that he has, like, human eyes or eyes that don't really fit his face. It's just, the whole thing is just weird to me. And he hides in the ocean waiting for us to call him, but then he kills us when we do? Is that what happens?
In some of the later movies, when he became a good guy, yeah.
I just think that all the kaiju stuff, like, I mean, there's just, it's the same reason why dinosaurs don't exist. Earth is not meant for giants. It's why King Kong, without making shit up with crossing over with Godzilla, you can't do King Kong. They've tried it. It's stupid. Like, a big giant gorilla, what the fuck? You're overpowered no matter what. Why even have humans in Godzilla? There's no point. Just have, well, I mean, I'm sure yeah, they
but,
don't.
But how Godzilla has always been is Godzilla destroys Tokyo, or Godzilla destroys New York. So, like, you have to have him destroy something. There has to be some kind of human connection where you're right. Like, oh man, could you imagine this big dumb animal coming and just destroying us? Because, by the way, another thing about Godzilla is there's no way he's like stable to fight.
No.
Like, that's like, actually like him against Kong, like, Kong is, you know, he has opposable thumbs. He, you know what I mean? Like, he can, I don't know, whatever.
It's Godzilla has lasers. Yeah, just but after that, yeah, like, after you have Godzilla destroying cities and then Godzilla fighting other monsters and destroying cities, like, what else can you do? Like, you can't, like, the next movies are just going to be big monsters fighting each other.
And then you'll have a game like Rampage, where all you do is destroy the same city over and over again.
Rampage, I haven't even seen that.
Yeah. I haven't seen that either. I'm talking about the original game, where it's just like every level.
That's what Godzilla should be. Godzilla versus Kong should have been just a new Rampage.
Yeah.
I played. Know.
Godzilla could have more to it than that, but I doubt it because I've tried watching it. I'm not stupid.
You were playing a 2014 game that was on like the PS4 that was just monotonous as hell. I actually think it goes for like a good amount of money now, but it was as average as you can get. Walk around, smash a city, and it was like, huh, this is kind of stupid. And they didn't add like a multiplayer brawler until later, and you had to pay for like each character.
Of course stupid. You did. Why wouldn't they do that?
Godzilla has different powers depending on his story. All right, that doesn't make it any better, Brooksy. This, depending on who writes it, he's different. That's awful. What if Superman was like that? Every time a different fucking person had Superman, they were given the liberties to just make him different.
Yeah, I don't know.
Spider-Man's webs now come out of his butt, people.
That's what we all figured it would to begin with, right?
It's and like, he only eats bugs. Basically.
Yeah. All right. You can check out his Mike Stretch reboot on our website, gamefreakshow.com. All right. Let's get into something that sort of pissed off a lot of people. And unfortunately, it was a leaked trailer that, by the way, they fucking made the trailer, too. Let's keep this all in perspective here, right? And what I'm talking about is it is a... Well, I'm not gonna play the audio, so if you're watching, you can actually watch it. But it is a multiplayer that was supposed to come out for Spider-Man 2. Nope, they nixed it. It's no longer going to happen. But as you can see, if you're watching this, they're showing what's going on, and it looks like on all of a sudden you're like, oh wait, that's a character that wasn't in the game. Yes, the Spider-Verse,
Spider-Man 2099.
This is something that we've been saying for a long time that. And my prediction for this new game, you know, from the last, I was like, when the new game comes out, you're going to be able to play two players as, you know, Peter Parker and Miles Morales. Well, that didn't happen. Instead, they were going to make this multiplayer game, and now this isn't going to happen. And I'm sorry, it looks fucking awesome.
They're in different universes. Yeah. It does. It looks amazing. I have a feeling that they, so what it is now, it was going to be what, like an expansion to Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, or something like that. Multiplayer.
Well, maybe they just stopped and it's going to now become, because look, this isn't a game that's, I mean, they put, not only did they put a lot of work into it, but this is like a huge IP, which people want. This is a game that no one should have said, don't do it, unless they said, listen, stop this. We're going to take this whole idea and make it its own game, kind of like Gotham Knights.
Yeah.
So instead of it being Spider-Man 2, just a DLC or whatever the fuck, I mean, maybe, and if that was the original idea and then they just canned it, that's dumb. That's stupid. Like the dumbest thing that they could do, because with that and Helldivers, that could be console buying shit, because that's multiplayer. I mean, multiplayer.
Oh, you mean like Helldivers?
Yeah.
Earlier in the show?
Yeah. Well, if there's a multiplayer Spider-Man and a multiplayer Helldivers 2 and it's still going on, then that's something worth buying, you know? But if they're going to cancel games like that, like what's going to, what kind of support are they going to?
So don't blame PlayStation.
But still, look, it's not just they decide, because there's contracts. PlayStation hires them. PlayStation owns the rights to Spider-Man. So Insomniac kind of can't just be like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to stop. PlayStation's like, what the fuck do you mean you're going to stop? I think it was PlayStation saying stop.
Yeah, see, I knew you would say that. Well, I think it was PlayStation. You have no facts. You would literally have no facts to back that up.
Right. None. But all my facts were logic. If PlayStation owns...
Logic or not, dude, I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
You just said Insomniac pulled the plug.
Because they did. Like, they announced that they pulled the plug.
Right, but Insomniac, as the company, weren't the ones that said, we're not doing it. It had to be above them. It had to be PlayStation that said, you're not doing it. Because PlayStation owns Spider-Man. PlayStation hires them to make Spider-Man. They don't make Spider-Man be like, you know what, fuck you, PlayStation, we're done. If that's even the case, if it was a matter of somebody pulling the plug, it wasn't Insomniac over PlayStation.
Okay. Anytime you can blame PlayStation for something, you do.
Makes sense. I mean, it's
it doesn't
it's their
make
shit.
Sense because you have nothing based. There's none of that is based in truth. None of it.
But logic says that PlayStation would do it over. And you have to use logic. You can't just be like Insomniac pulled the plug. That's like saying Capcom pulled the plug on an exclusive they were paid to make.
Dude, a lot of game companies pull the plug on their games.
Right, but
you don't have to blame.
You don't understand what I'm saying. It's not. It's PlayStation hiring Insomniac. It's a PlayStation title, so okay. It's not like Insomniac's a third person and they said we're not making it. It's a PlayStation title that Insomniac is making for PlayStation. So PlayStation would have to be the one that cancels the game.
Well, at this point, literally, what they said is that the Great Web is what this expansion or whatever it was going to be has been canceled quite a while ago. So this is something that has been canceled a long time ago. It says and then they says, but we don't know the reason for its cancellation. So we don't know.
Yeah.
You can use logic all you want, but
no, I'm not. I'm saying it's coming out as a new game. I think that it's gonna. It would be stupid. I'm saying it's stupid. That's a good looking game. Everyone agrees. It's going to come out as a different iteration and not an expansion. If anyone pulled the plug on the game, all I'm saying it was PlayStation over Insomniac.
I mean,
but I'm not saying that even happened. I think it's going to come out.
There's no other place to go as far as Spider-Man goes. You have to implement some kind of multiplayer. Because if you just do another one-player Spider-Man game, I'm sorry, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed the second game, but it was fucking boring. And the reason why it was boring, and I know I'm probably getting a lot of anger, but the reason why it was boring is because there was nothing different than the first game. I guess we had Venom, you know, we had his powers, but like, it's still the same gameplay, the same map, the same like missions, everything was pretty much the same. Really, all they could have done for the first one was make a DLC for this one. It was the same with Miles Morales when they brought out that small game. They were like, oh yeah, it's a separate game.
It was Christmas.
Yeah, but it's a DLC. That was pretty much what it was.
I didn't finish it because I did get bored of it.
Yeah, it was just like whatever. Like I finished two. It was fine, but it was just. People are upset that it didn't win Game of the Year. Well, there was nothing original about it. Why would it? Why would it win Game of the Year?
Like that's one of the problems with like a if it's not broke, don't fix it model is people are going to walk away with the feeling of oh, I've done this before.
Right. Exactly. And it's not broken. I get that, but like you don't just put another thing out the same exact thing. This is not. I'm sorry. This is not the Nintendo world that we used to know. You know what I mean? Where you could take out a lot of games that are pretty much the same, but like you know, back then we didn't really know the difference. We were like, oh, this is cool because like this is as far as they're ever going to get. Games are never going to get better than this.
Right. Like so some of the gameplay leaps from like Jedi Survivor, it wasn't the exact same game. They gave you different scenarios, different weapons, and different variables to go, this game's better than the first.
Yeah, that's a great I would say that the second game is better than the first. I would go out on a limb and say that because it was way more entertaining. I don't want to say it wasn't as difficult because it was difficult, but the first one was so fucking difficult. And I think they kind of pulled back a little bit and they kind of let the gameplay shine a little bit. And I think that's what I really enjoyed about it.
Yeah.
The storyline was solid too, but yeah. So yeah, I guess we'll never know unless they come out with the new game.
I mean, why would that? It looks
sweet.
Yeah. It looks so good.
I mean, it's
to be all different Spider-Man with different powers.
Yeah. Probably one of the best things that Insomniac could have ever done was leak that trailer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or maybe, but if they've some method to the madness here, they leaked it as a litmus test to see how the public would respond, and maybe there's something else in the works.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike, for saying it the same but different. But thank you. Literally, that's what I said. But yes,
I am your dummy.
But I don't know. I don't know. I just, it's disappointing, but, you know, like Verlaine said, I don't know. I think. Yeah, we will probably see something in the future. There's no way they're just going to not move forward with a multiplayer. There's no fucking way. They have to. But then again, Uncharted, they pulled that out. There's a lot of games they pulled out that's multiplayer. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Another game that we are looking forward to because it was in the beta stage forever. And now they're actually coming out, and it is going to be an actual release. Multiversus is coming back. The Warner Brothers, I guess you can call it Smash Brothers clone, whatever. It's fine. Yeah. I think it's safe to say. They came out with a trailer. They're talking about the road to launch, and it looks clean. It looks ready. I think that's the word. It looks ready finally, because the first one was, you know the first iteration, the beta, was fine and it was fun for like four or five matches, and then I was bored.
They fixed the net code is what I'm so glad that they said, because they rebuilt the game from the ground up around their new net code. And that was one of the most important things, because people were not only, you know, bad connections, but they were lag switching. They were for sure using lag switches, and new netcode, like Mortal Kombat's netcode, you can lag switch all you want. The netcode is built to, like, you know, recuperate or whatever. It's supposed to level that out. So all you're going to do is pretty much nothing. You're going to waste your time not focusing on the game, doing whatever you're doing to trigger this thing. The graphics look sweet. They added new moves to people. I'm kind of excited. I'm kind of excited. And they better let us carry all of our stuff over, because I did spend money on that Founders Pack and I have a lot of tickets left. Because
I imagine they would. I'm sure they would. That would be pretty stupid. I think that, I mean, a lot of people are going to be mad because there's a lot of people that did spend money.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. So, Founders. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. I'm sure they will. Especially, I mean, if you release a Founders, knowing that the game is beta, come on, you have to. It'd be pretty shitty if you don't. They are saying the game, the multiverse, will launch May 28th of this year. Keep in mind, it won an award for beta.
Fighting Game of the Year.
Which award? Yeah, which award was it? It wasn't Video Game Awards.
It said Fighting Game of the Year. Oh, what is it?
DICE Awards.
Oh, DICE. Oh, okay. All right. That's fair. Was that, that's like a European thing, right? Isn't that,
I believe so. Yeah. and that was funny. Like, it was Game of the Year and then vanishes.
But it was the fighting Game of the Year, right? It wasn't Game of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay. All right. Just to be clear.
Yeah. This is the first time, though, that anyone's done this, that anyone's been, look, no one's brave enough. Like, look at Fortnite. They're probably still in beta. They're not afraid to pull the trigger. Lots of games will go into beta. Yeah, they might go official, but it's a seamless thing. They just say, okay, well, then now it's not beta anymore.
Right.
But they physically took the game offline. Offline, you can't get it if you didn't have it. You can't play it if you had it. You can play the single player. So completely went away. You know the risk of that? I don't think it matters. And I think companies are going to start learning that, you know what, maybe we should do that. Maybe, you know what, if we're going to do something and give them a beta and let them play like it's a real game, actually take some time, use that beta information and just fix the game instead of making the beta an ongoing thing. Cause all you want to keep doing is adding new stuff that isn't even tried out yet, which they right. were doing when they added a new character and they weren't ready yet. They were experimental. But then that's kind of like defeats the purpose. You'll never hit that endpoint if everything you're adding to a beta is experimental. So I'm glad. I'm glad that it's on the Unreal Engine 5 now. Yeah. Dude, it's going to look sweet. It's going to play sweet. No, yeah, that's actually one that I was good at too.
Yeah, same. Like I could never really play Smash Brothers, like especially Ultimate, because Ultimate was just about hitting people with like your hardest attack over and over. In multiverses, there really was a dynamic to the battles, and this was made by having the cooldown periods in some of your stronger attacks, so you couldn't spam the attacks over and over again. It was a very interesting meta behind it, and like I picked the game up really quickly. I miss it.
I ended with maining LeBron, dude. I was so good at really? LeBron and. LeBron, the key to LeBron is having a good partner. Like I had played with Jack. Jack knew a LeBron. So the person you play with has to know LeBron. So when I throw you the ball, you have to know you can throw the ball. You can know, like, when I hit somebody with it, how it bounces, like, because you get more points the more it ricochets and shit like that. Like, it's fucking, yeah, I'm excited. That was cool. Did you take his head from one of the things that were in the toy store?
I didn't. Someone gave it to me. Oh, LeBron's head. So many of LeBron's heads just floating around. But no, I'm excited. I'm intrigued. Is it going to be a free game?
Yeah, it was free.
You'll just going to be free to play, right?
Yeah, you'll probably just do the same thing. Hopefully they make the accumulation though slower, cuz like I accumulated enough coins for every new character by the time a new character came out, and I never had to use my golden tickets for characters. So hopefully they kind of slow that down, which they might. They may. Yeah. They may do a character reset for everybody. Hope maybe give everybody back all their founder stuff and let you re-spend it the way you want.
Yeah, possible.
And then slow everything down. Or else they're not going to make money. If everything was literally free, there was nothing to spend money on. Maybe their Halloween events, but that was stupid.
Right.
Just for like, the suits and stuff.
It's like slow down the progression, increase the grind, like, they did that with Helldivers. You used to be able to get 5 stars. Now it's 3. It's
like two or three. Yeah, it all depends on which one you're playing, too.
Yeah, that game shouldn't even be like, yeah, make it as grindy as whatever. Like, it's a fighting game. Fuck it. Like,
exactly.
But no grind. Yeah. Just be like, here, this is what you get flat out, like back in the day. Rotating roster until you pay for the game. There you go. Done.
To me, that's the worst. No, and I won't buy it because of that. Like, that... Yeah, it's like same with Street Fighter, because they do the rotating roster. It's so stupid. I don't know. I just make the game free, and then I don't know. Whatever.
I think they should really just charge for the game and then make everything else free.
That's even better, actually. Yeah. Who knows?
They want to squeeze that teat of your money.
Yes, the teat of your money, if you will. All right. Well, sticking with Warner Brothers. This is weird. Warner Brothers is now erasing games as it plans to delist Adult Swim published titles. They're saying roughly 18 titles could be affected by this. I don't. I'm not sure that you could put Adult Swim games at the top of the list as far as, you know, great games. So I don't know. Is anyone really worried about this?
No, they're just indie games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're indie games, and maybe they're just phasing out that department of Warner Brothers. Maybe they got rid of a lot or lost the fucking rights to a handful of IPs they can't do it anymore. I don't know. Honestly, dude, I mean, Adult Swim, shit. I don't even remember the last time I've watched Adult Swim.
I think the only one of their money makers, and I'm just kind of spitballing here, would probably just be Pocket Mortys.
Oh, that game plan. See, there could be also a chance that, again, they could have lost the rights, and see, now the newly formed Squanch Games can take over all Rick and Morty gaming stuff. So without that, like, what else you have? Like, Flash game type, maybe mobile games.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it feels like most of these is.
What's the first-person shooter that came out was from Squanch? With the talking gun. High on Life. Which I haven't even played the DLC yet. I need to get back into it.
I kind of forgot that was a thing. I think I might have that for free. I might have to re-download it.
Yeah,
but I liked what I played of it.
Totally. All right. Well, we'll see how that unfolds and see how where they're going with that. And I don't even know. I have no idea.
If they just bought? See, I don't even know it. Who owns Rick and Morty? Does Adult Swim own Rick and Morty? Because Rick and Morty. Yes.
Well, I guess it would be property of W of Warner Brothers Discovery, because Adult Swim is also
Warner Brothers, and that's right. The only property that anyone name another property that anyone really gives a shit about besides Rick and Morty from them. Nobody.
The closest thing is
the live broadcasts of Rick and Morty before all the streaming services get them, which is a very long time, actually. But outside of that, I don't even know. I mean, it's fucking TV. Like, what the fuck, dude? Eventually it's not, but as far as these games, maybe they're just, I don't know.
Yeah. The only other one of those games that was a property that they made a game out of that I was aware of was Samurai Jack. That already had like a season a couple years ago, and that's done.
Right.
So
again, it's indie. Maybe they're tired. They're tired of giving indie companies money. Maybe, I don't know. It's happened. Look, we used to play that game, Marvel Heroes Omega. Remember that? RPG? And then they canceled it because they sold the IP to someone else, and they ended up making... oh, my God. What did they do? The Avengers came out for one.
Right.
Yeah, and then they did that Marvel... Don't they have a Marvel game that's kind of like the top-down games that they always had? Oh, they did the fucking... Yeah, I think it was...
The Suns game?
No, it wasn't Sons of Liberty. It was, you know, like the Ultimate Alliance kind of games. Didn't they make a new one? They made a new one exclusively for the Switch, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah,
it was a brand new game, and it's so new that they gave everybody their money back, pretty much, if you spent it on the game. But that was a case of an indie company owning something, and then a bigger company just taking it from them or whatever.
Taking it from them, yeah. Okay, all right.
But either way, I'm fucking. I don't really care.
That's fair. All right. Here's something that I've been. I actually agree with this. A former PlayStation CEO has said in a recent interview. That PlayStation is overspending. Exclusivity is your Achilles heel. I agree. I think exclusivity is killing video games. I've always said that. I will continue to say that. I think what you're doing is you're only selling to half an audience. Really, I mean, you're shooting yourself in the foot right off the bat when you're like, okay, it's going to be exclusive for PlayStation. That's great. Oh, PlayStation fans, yay. Xbox fans, blah blah blah, you know, like they get mad. And you're only targeting one set of gamers. I mean, I think he's right. I think he's absolutely correct. And I mean, we know that in the recent weeks, Xbox has said that, you know, they're trying to get away from that because that's hurting them as well. 100%. How do you guys, disagree, or?
Well, you can't. The PlayStation's idea may have been cool, like, okay to some people. But I mean, look, now you have executives pretty much. You have executives now calling out executives from PlayStation saying the same shit. He's essentially saying, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're being stupid. They have this idea, exclusive. Yes, they're going to buy, they're going to have to buy a PlayStation to play this game. Except, and I'm going to say that's a stupid decision on their part. I don't work for them, but you cannot have that going on and then not support backwards compatibility, because eventually I want to play Last of Us. Yeah, you remaster it for everyone, but I want to play it, or I want to play a game you didn't remaster and you didn't make on every Spider-Man 1. I want to play Spider-Man 1. Shit, I got to A, find a PlayStation 4. B, fuck that. Why would I buy a PlayStation 4 now? You lose out. You now I will never play that game because I couldn't play it in the beginning, and I can't play it now if I did decide I'm going to buy a PlayStation 5 now and try PlayStation. Oh, but it's not backwards compatible. You still lost the sale. So that's what's stupid. If they had backwards compatibility, they can do that. Xbox, they can do exclusives because the shit will carry on. All you could play every exclusive Xbox game jumping onto an Xbox Series X.
And it
cannot play all PlayStations.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be downloaded on the console. It could be cloud. You know what I mean? Like, make it simple. Make it simple for, you know, because you're like, ooh, you know, the PlayStation 4 games don't really play on the PlayStation 5. Well, then put it on the cloud.
Yeah.
And then there's no issue then. Like, issue, but that's all depends on your internet. That's, you know.
Yeah, and nowadays it's not even a battle. Like, PlayStation still thinks they're fighting a console war, and Xbox is like they're the assault, and Xbox is the medic for the other team, like saying, like, why are you even attacking us? Like, fucking come over. We don't give a shit. We don't care. Like, do whatever you want. We're not trying to fight you. You want our games here. You don't want to give us yours? Fine. We'll just make better games then. We have no other choice. But we're still taking your customers, and you're getting none of ours, and that's your choice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's absolutely right.
Oh, they put games, like, even before they had started, like, doing the outward sharing, like, Minecraft and Cuphead were like the first games that they said, here you go, Nintendo. Here you go, Sony. You guys can have this too. Your audience can enjoy them. So more people play the game. Microsoft gets more money. When PlayStation says, we're not going to make you a new Killzone, but we're also going to try to cockblock the Activision Blizzard deal and potentially gut our PlayStation fans from not being able to play Call of Duty. That was Jim Ryan's whole thing of just trying to sabotage that deal. Synergy, like talk with the other companies. They're more willing to talk shop than they ever were. Even Nintendo's kind of like on the ball with backwards compatibility, because the next Switch successor, since all of your saves are attached to your Nintendo account, you upload your Nintendo account on the new Switch. All of your games are going to be there, even the ones you can play on the regular Switch. Top that off with the budgets that Sony's blowing on their exclusives. $212 million to make Horizon Forbidden West. The game hasn't sold 10 million units yet, so they're technically still in the red just for the development on a piece of software. That's kind of nuts to me. I might get the numbers wrong. The Sega Dreamcast cost $130 million to manufacture back in like 1998. So Sony's producing games that cost more than Sega's entire last console to manufacture. That's not a sustainable business model.
That's hard to compare just because of inflation and all that. So
I don't know how
great of a comparison that is, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like Sony making some of the same decisions that Sega was making. So,
well, back in the day, I think somewhere in their people, something got lost. When they started with the PlayStation 1, they had lots of exclusives, right? Lots. And Nintendo had lots of exclusives. But this was a day where they weren't meant to be exclusives. No one else just had the game. No, right. PlayStation was so different than Nintendo. They were only... So they, games like Tomb Raider, Crash Bandicoot, we assumed were exclusive PlayStation titles. And I think some people at PlayStation assume things like that. So they're looking at that and they're like, look at... We were made by exclusives. That made us who we are. Back in the day, we had this, Tomb Raider, blah, blah, blah. No one else did. That's why we should do exclusives. They're going to say shit like that. Look at the fucking history. But you got to think about that stuff. You got to think this day and age, that's not the case. We all know it. Secondly, it's multiplayer. People need, you know what? If you're going to have a single player game, it's got to live forever. I mean, shit, how many videos of Skyrim still go on to this day circulating around the internet that are new?
Yeah.
You need substance and you need like a lot of stuff to your games to make them, you know, if you're going to make games like that. But rehashing Spider-Man or every fucking third person game, like people are done with that shit, dude. Like done with it.
Yeah, it's time to get original. It's time to figure that out and grow up, I think is the best way to say it. It's time to grow up.
They could end up like Nintendo and just stagnant, like their game type. Like they look good as shit. Like,
they don't like the internet anymore.
It's like, fuck the internet. It's all single player. They're going to make their games look beautiful, but it's all going to be the same thing. Like you said, you're going to pick up a PlayStation
multiplayer
game.
Multiplayer.
Yeah, with ghosts and bots. But every game is going to play the same. Circle, A is jump, circle dodges, Y parry, and X attacks. Oh, that was the Xbox, but you get it.
Yeah.
And that's what people, yeah, that's what people do need. That's why some games have adapted the Souls type of gameplay with the bumpers. It's a little more challenging. You know, it's inconvenient as fuck, but it's more challenging and it's different and it allows you to do different things with the other buttons. I mean, that's a way to do it. You know, you gain some people, but wow.
No, I agree.
VR, dude. That's the best VR. Still VR.
Except for PlayStation VR. Yeah. So anyway.
Just a tiny thing on that. It's not really a thing I read on. I love the fact that Layton made these comments. He initially left Sony back in, what, I think it was like 2018, because Jim Ryan beat him out in a power struggle. So maybe there's some salt to those comments that he just wanted to kind of jab at Ryan. Well, Ryan's on his way out.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Let's go with VR actually, since Verlaine brought it up. Meta is deleting Oculus accounts at the end of this month. So if you haven't migrated your account, have I done that yet?
No. I don't even. Oh, it's a Facebook.
Yeah, is that something I need to be doing? I don't even
know. I don't know. I jumped on when you had to have Facebook already.
Okay. Yeah, I think maybe.
Like I didn't have an option.
Yeah.
Is it
not just auto sync with it, or
I don't know,
huh?
Well, would it not just auto sync when you get the new device and you sign in?
I guess not, Mike. Huh.
All right. Well, you sign in and see, Dave. If Dave had, did you have the first Oculus or was number two your first? Two. Either way, when he signed in, he did it. He got the thing early enough where he could choose, make an Oculus count or connect with Facebook.
Jack says, I have not.
Yeah. So you made an Oculus account. I had to make a Facebook account. I couldn't make an Oculus, so I had to tie it into my Facebook, which sucks because I was actually the first Oculus I bought was for my daughter.
But I got it after you.
I bought you bought a used one though, right? Didn't you buy one on sale? That's probably why.
No,
you had yours. You sure?
No, I did. Yeah, I bought it. Actually, no, you're right.
I bought mine like after both of you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Jack says I have to, so I guess I have to.
Yeah.
You guys might have to walk me through it. I don't even remember. Whatever. What does that mean? I'd lose all my games or something like that? Is that kind of...
Maybe. If you bought anything, you might have to just go to the Oculus.
I don't want
to
lose all those games I don't play. What am I going to do?
An early adapter.
Oculus, man, Meta 3, you know what they've done? Like backwards compatibility, but then like randomly games that you have for Meta Quest 2, MetaQuest 3 updates all over the fucking place. Everyone's doing it, upgrading graphics, everything on their games. It's beautiful. It's like a beautiful world there in VR land.
Aww. Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. All right. Let's move on from that. All right. MLB The Show has unveiled something that no sports game really has ever done. You can actually play as a female, which is cool. I mean, at this point, there's been so many iterations of baseball game. And obviously, when it comes to Major League Baseball, they're all men. But there is a side of video games, because keep in mind, video games, they're not real, right? They could be fantasy, they could be whatever. In this case, why not? Why not do it? And so they are finally doing that. And honestly, what they should do is actually put out a softball game.
Why hasn't anyone fucking done that?
What are we doing?
Yeah. You'd get you'd sell so much, because every female athlete would buy it, because they have no game to play that they know.
I mean, they're bringing back NCAA, right? So why not create a softball video game with all female college players? Pay them what they're paying. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Like, EA
Sports is not the most exciting thing, but why not?
Yeah,
right.
Like EA Sports incorporated the growing women's hockey league, or at least the women's national teams, and the NHL games.
Why not?
No, I think NBA 2K has the entire WNBA. I think so. So
I don't know that. Okay. Yeah, I'll take your word. That's a question for Lincoln. I should ask Link that. So
religiously. When the news happened, of course, there were some psycho chuds on Twitter complaining that now this makes MLB woke because women can play baseball. How dare they?
I mean, really, dude? That's what you're going to be fucking mad about? Just don't play as a woman. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. It's a fucking video game. Relax. I don't know. Whatever. That's fine. Yeah, it's called Road to the Show, Women Pave Their Way. It's going to be released on March 19th. There you go. So you can create a female ball player. Oh my gosh, could you imagine?
You know, the way they're going to do it, though, you're going to play, there's going to be like WNBA games, but if you pay real money, you'll be able to play as a guy and just destroy everybody, because, you know, they have to have a pay to win.
What, in the WNBA?
In their game, because they're always doing the pay to win schemes in that game. Yeah. They put NBA, the WNBA. But if you pay enough money, you can like be LeBron. WNBA.
I actually wonder if on those ultimate teams they let you do something like that.
Because, why not?
Yeah,
it's a fucking video game. Why not?
Give them swords.
Fuck
them. Make the basketball blow up.
You can still like keep the game the same. That's fine. although I would love to play like remember old MTV, was it called Rockin' Jock, or what was it called?
Yeah, the Rockin' Jock game.
Yeah, when all the celebrities played.
Boys and girls and celebrities and rock stars and shit.
And they had the 10-point circle, right? And it was almost half court. Go on.
Okay.
If you shot it from that. I know there was a NBA Jam did something like that, where you could do like power-ups.
That was NBA Jam Extreme, I think.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I think it's cool. Whatever. Yes. All right. The next thing on the list are some free games. Yes.
Man, I'm all out of cash.
So you're out of cash. This is some Nintendo free games. All right. Since we already announced the PlayStation, because Xbox doesn't do it anymore. Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion pack for Game Boy. Are you ready? Dr. Mario. Fine. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'd play regular Mario since I have it, you know, and so I don't have to play a green and black game, but it's mine. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Game Boy Color Mario Golf. That's fine. Because it's in color. That's cool. I don't know. I'm sorry. I just don't think Game Boy translates well on your fucking TV screen. It's stupid, but to each their own. And then last but not least, up on Game Boy Color again is Mario Tennis. So three Mario games going to be released on the Nintendo Switch Online Plus. So if you're into that, by all means, go check that out. Yeah, sure, whatever.
No one's into that. They dropped those games and they missed releasing them on Mario Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The day
after. Do they realize that old sports games are like the worst replay value, retro, like when you're talking retro games, people's wants, collectability, like it's the worst thing you can give anyone is like old fucking sports games.
Yeah, but Mario's different. Mario's different.
Yeah, but there's newer Mario Golfs and there's newer Mario Tennises.
Yeah, but this is just Game Boy on the online thing. That's I think that's there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying. I think Nintendo is different when it comes to sports games. I do, because it's Mario playing it. You're not Tiger Woods playing golf. You're Mario. So
I'd rather be Tiger Woods. He gets more trim.
How do you call it? It's
buffer and buffer.
Jesus. Trim. Anyway, all right. Activision. Oh, baby. 600 Activision workers just formed the biggest video game union in the United States. Yep. It's happening. It's happening. They're finally unionizing. I would say it's a good step forward as far as video games go because they're only going to get bigger. So, yeah, sure, fine, good for them. Good for them. When it comes to putting out a video game and making sure all the bells and whistles and everything is right, I think the union is the right call. Although union also creates a lot of red tape, a lot of different things that you have to go through to get games made. I don't know if it's the best call in the world, but I understand it because when it comes to today's age in video games where everyone is sexually harassing everybody, it's a good step forward. And I think it's the right thing to do. I don't know, like I said, how much it's going to affect them creating video games moving forward, but I guess time will tell. No. Are we unionizing? Are we going to do that anytime soon?
I would never join a union.
Okay.
So I don't know enough about it to fucking want to.
Okay. Well,
like job security. How about I just do my job right? There you go, secure. Cha-ching.
Well, you know.
Touching my penis. I got two fists and a butthole.
we both have radio passes too. And you know, you do your job really well, you still get fired. So yeah. So maybe radio should unionize.
Imagine though, if they did, then you'd have the same dude from birth to fucking death on the radio. Like, so then we're gonna have the same dudes making fucking scenery for Activision games. So once a shitty one comes out, it's like, oh well, now they're all gonna be shitty because that's the team they fucking have. Union.
And that's exactly it. That's there's pros and cons, and I would say that's a big con.
Yeah, like I've always been on the fence with unions because there's no guarantee that unions
it's gonna work the way you want it to work.
I don't want to strike? You fucked. Hey, you know, I really don't have a problem, but everybody else does.
Well, now you could strike in unions. Trust me.
If they strike, I don't want to. I have no choice. I have to. So that's another thing. Like, I usually have a different opinion than the common man, so I'm not going to like follow a bunch of them into a fucking fire when I know that it's going to burn me.
And even if you're doing it for like the right cause, those with the powers to be could probably get word from other people that saw you taking this stand, and you might get blackballed from other jobs in the industry because they'll probably go, hey, you're with those other people that tried to fuck over that company.
You're not a team player.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm a team player just for the other team.
You're out of here.
Why not? Oh, yeah.
I know that, Bo.
You know it.
He says the clouds in Super Mario 1 were just bushes that were white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think most of us knew that. Who didn't know that? Raise your hand. I don't know. All right. Well, that's all I have as far as a video game talk goes. Although I do have a Pokemon related story, which is really weird. Really? So Pokemon has joined forces with
Toyota. Gum. Oh.
Okay. Which is weird to say, right? And you're like, okay, well, what the hell is going on? Well, there was a, I think it was like a contest or something. The Japanese child or whatever drew a picture of a said Pokemon. I don't know what the name of the Pokemon is, so don't really ask me. And this was the picture that they drew, and it is a Pokemon motorcycle or something. Sure, why not?
Looks like a GoBot.
Yes. Well, Pokemon saw that, or Nintendo saw that, and they were like, oh, that's cool. You know, let's actually make it happen. So there you go. They actually made it happen.
Wow.
A Pokemon motorcycle. Cool. Is it cool? I don't know. It's kind of lame. It's fine. Whatever.
And then the kid was DMCA'd and sued.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I would sell it. I'd want it just to sell it. I'd sell it immediately for like $10.
Okay. It's a one of a kind, so I bet you get a little more than $10 for it there, bucko. I don't know. Good, whatever, fine.
Pocket Monsters!
What? Oh, Pocket Monsters.
Gotcha. Pocket Monster.
Bucket Monsters, yeah. For those who don't know, that's what the original name for Pokemon was. Pocket
Monsters. They should be monsters. They should, like, kill.
Don't they?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, someone that does kill, that is Peacemaker. They've obviously announced a season 2 of Peacemaker. Well, they are saying that season 2 will be DCU canon, but season 1 is still not. How does that fucking make any sense? Granted, the show's fine. I have nothing against the show. I think it's pretty hilarious, and they've kind of nailed it with it. But the fact that they're making it the one season canon and the other season not,
because they brought
doesn't make any fucking sense, dude.
Yeah. They have to have a plan on how they're going to pull it off, which could be easy. It could, because look, the only thing that's making it, which makes this first season not canon, is the end part when they show the other superheroes.
Right.
Because he could be talking shit about all the superheroes he wants. Gunn is the one who let him do that, right? But it's the end when he meets up with those superheroes, indicating that they exist in his universe. So they have to erase that and somehow get away from it. Maybe ignore the fact that they showed them, or
ignore it.
Because nothing else in the movie except for him seeing those three Justice League members at the end could have been canon, because nothing was tied to any other DC.
Right.
So maybe he wakes up before that end part and he really didn't save the day, and that'd be real fucking stupid.
Like a Mario 2 situation?
I'm just glad that they're doing another season.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I have nothing.
They could
cool.
keep every DC entity out of Peacemaker, and I would be fine. It could be its own standalone shit, and I would be fine. I like it.
What about a show about Eagly?
A show just about Eagly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could work, because he probably picks out a bunch of different killers to be with.
That was a joke, but thank you for saying that.
No, it would be his whole, like, going into different, like, finding Peacemaker, the guy who owned him before.
Yeah.
Fucking Eagly, hell yeah.
Eagly. So stupid. It's hilarious, but it's so stupid. Yeah. Really. All right. So we go from James Gunn to Zack Snyder talking about DC. He is talking about Batman. Okay, not to make a new Batman, so no one get too excited. He is saying that DC is making Batman irrelevant. Why? Because he is unable to kill anyone. I could not fucking agree more. I'm sorry. I've played so many fucking Batman games, and you're telling me that Batman's never killed anybody?
Well, he may have in the games, but he's not supposed to, and that's stupid.
But why? Who fucking implemented
exactly.
that?
Exactly. That's stupid, because that's the only thing that makes him good. But he kills. Every time he doesn't kill a bad guy and they kill more people, that's Batman killing innocents by not killing the bad guys.
Right. Keaton killed.
Yeah. Kind of. Didn't he just step out of the way, kind of?
He put a bomb on someone's chest.
Oh, different Batman, yeah.
Doesn't matter. No, it's still the same. That's still Keaton. What are you talking about?
No, but I meant different scene. I was thinking the Joker scene. But, well, of course Batman kills people. I mean, like, the game, if you break someone's arm and leave them to death for, like, death, they're going to bleed out.
Right, exactly.
They're going to die, internal damage.
There's no ambulances around, so of course they're going to just die there, right? Like, yeah, he killed the Joker. Absolutely. He shot his leg and it tied up on the thing. Didn't save his life. Just let him fall. Yeah. That's murder. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's murder. Well, not murder in this case. I don't know. But
I mean, look, Zack Snyder is right about that. I mean, come on, talk about things, though, that everybody's talked about. It's not like new conversation. Batman doesn't kill. That's stupid. We get it. Okay, you let him kill in yours. They fucking, you know, they don't like that. Whatever. I mean, that's one of the dumb things about Batman. One of the things I don't like about Batman.
Yep.
Things that make Batman not a real hero. And one of these writers one day will get smart and you'll find out that Batman was always the villain. That's the coolest thing they could ever do, is Batman was always the villain. Because he made sure that the superheroes, you know, he kept them in check. Like, I don't know, man. He was always the villain. Saying he doesn't kill and letting, yeah. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
So the only reason why it bothered me in the past, I finished saying this, because Snyder comes off to me as like a guy who read one Batman comic and assumed that that's how the character would have worked. I never had a problem with the Batman not killing thing, because His feud with the Joker was always tied into his identity. The Joker always tried to make him become the Joker, and that was like always Batman's like mental crisis. Now, if you want to go into kill, murder, Batman, which is like after Joker kills Jason Todd and he kind of like flips his shit, and that's when like Grayson goes, "Hey, you're a fucking murderer. I'm going to leave you and no longer be your partner, and I'm going to go protect Bloodhaven and become the Batman that you should have been." But none of the like movies ever done that. None of the movies ever really went that far with Robin. The closest was probably the Titans show, which really did kind of portray Batman, like Verlaine said, as a bit of a villain, because I think Batman's a prick. And he spends most of his incarnations trying to not be a prick.
Yeah.
He has enough money to end everything that's going on, and he doesn't. Robin, though, as a character, is just a dumb idea. I mean, really, we can't, like, no matter what they do with Robin. And again, it's Spider-Man doesn't kill, but he does. You know, like, you can't not kill. And if you don't kill at the right time, especially when you have a guy who's ready to kill everyone, then you're not a good.
Yeah, because, like in Endgame, when he was like, like he told his suit to, you know, kill or whatever. People were like, "Oh man, he doesn't kill." I'm like, whatever. "Well, he was going to die." Yeah, he was going to die if he didn't. So I think that's okay.
Subdue thousands of like of enemies.
Those forearm fucking things. Yeah, I don't even know what they're called.
Yeah, it only lasts so long. And look, Batman seems also to like, if Superman were to do something bad, kill the Joker, let's say. All right, Batman is the first one to fucking bust out the kryptonite and try to take him down. Any of the teammates bust out their weakness, try to take him down. When it comes to the fucking Joker and all the villains, slap on the wrist, lock him up. But he'll fucking kill Superman if he had a chance. He'd kill all of them if he had a chance.
Well, because, well, as you know, when it comes to the comic book, when it comes to even the cartoons and that, Batman has contingency plans for everyone in the Justice League.
Yeah,
he does.
But do they have one?
They've showed it. Okay, he made a kryptonite bullet. Okay, that which is intent to kill Superman if had to.
Yeah, He doesn't have a bullet intended to kill the Joker if he had to.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
Weird. I mean, what does Superman have to do that the Joker hasn't already done in order to be, like, killed by Batman? Like,
right.
Damn, this guy's fucking killed everybody. I can get away with anything. Batman's not going to kill me for robbing a bank. Shit.
Right.
Should.
Well, like I say, here's a question. Does that make Batman altruistic for not killing the Joker or arrogant?
Arrogant.
I think he's just poorly written, like most of the DC heroes.
Well, apart from the written part.
He's anything you want. Anything that the writer of that comic wants him to be. Just like Stan Lee says, you put anybody versus anybody, you know who's going to win? Whoever the writer wants to win.
Fair.
It doesn't matter. They all have weaknesses and strengths, and if you want to write some fucked up way to beat any undefeated person, you're gonna, and the person's going to win. How many times? So it doesn't matter. Like certain things, like personality traits, you got to go with what you see. And what we see is he doesn't kill bad guys. The bad guys continuously kill. Batman has failed and is a failure because he cannot clean up one fucking little suburb of Metropolis. He cannot. With all the money he has, he can't even make it so they can't get out of Arkham Asylum. Or he would rather spend his money on toys that aren't going to kill people. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we're talking too much about Batman.
No, I agree. All right. Well, before we go, I'll mention this one thing, and it's Marvel. So we can kind of switch it a little bit here.
All right, cool.
In a recent, I don't even know if you can call it an interview. I think it was a podcast or something like that. Giancarlo Esposito, obviously we know him from many things, Breaking Bad, Mandalorian, all that. He has said that he wants to play MCU's Professor X. And he wants Denzel Washington to play Magneto. I don't hate it. Actually, I don't hate it at all.
No, I like him as Professor X, not Denzel as Magneto. I think
Okay. Well, if you were to put Denzel in the MCU, what would he play? Iron Man?
No.
Denzel, 'cause I can see Iron Man.
I think Denzel should play like
Thor.
Not Thor.
I know, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I haven't seen Denzel in so long. Forge. You know, the time travel guy.
That's a good one. I like
he kind of works with like Cable, or he was helping or trying to find, I don't even remember.
I mean, to be honest, why not? Because I mean we have the multiverse. We could totally make it happen, right? Like you could write that
but
in.
Will they?
Yeah. Well, probably not, but I don't know. Yeah, those actors are very big actors, also very influential.
Yeah, but still, that's not enough to put somebody in a role. Giancarlo looks like he could be a good Professor X. But, you know, that's what we go. That's why Picard is Professor X, not because of, you know, like...
Giancarlo.
Yeah.
Not Giancarlo.
But, whatever, that's what I say. Giancarlo.
It's not John, it's Gian.
So that's how I pronounce it.
Yeah,
but he, I think, is a good, would be a good Professor X.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
But I don't think you can make Denzel Magneto.
Just could Denzel not... play Batman? Sorry. All right, we're done. You don't have to answer that. You're thought about it.
Not a Batman.
Yeah, well.
I think... No, you know, Denzel could probably do, like, Colossus, maybe? Like, seriously. Or Luke Cage. I'm thinking of him as the Equalizer, since it's his last, like, his, like, biggest, like, action role. So, like, what would that fit into?
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't have to. That's the point of the...
It doesn't have to, but it doesn't fit Magneto. And,
Spider-Man?
Magneto, yeah.
I know, he's too old for Spider-Man. Too old for Spider-Man. That's fair.
Doc Ock.
Oh, like a villain. Yeah. Well, Magneto's kind of a villain, right? Or he is a villain, actually.
Oh, he is a villain, yeah. I just don't think...
Well, in the new iteration, he's like, I'm not sure if I'm bad or not.
Oh, yeah, because he's like Joseph. I wonder if they're going to wipe what's his name, if they're going to show that. See, that's why I think they're going to go into X-Men Alpha. Because either that was part of X-Men Alpha when he's like taking over the X-Men, or it happens after Professor X wipes his fucking brain and turns him into a vegetable.
Have you seen the Marvels yet?
No.
You should watch the end scene.
You could spoil it for me if you want.
I'm not going to spoil it for everyone else. I'll tell you after the show. How about that?
All
right. I'll let you know. But no, you should definitely watch the final scene.
Very cool.
That kind of sets the tone for what's coming. So yeah. Anyway, all right. I think we can leave it there. Thank you so much for watching us live. We do appreciate it. Thank you so much for downloading the episode. Actually, downloading the episode helps us even more. So thank you for that. GamePickShow.com is where you find all the information, including our I'm going to say our website, but that is our website, including our social medias. You can watch our latest episode right there on our website. You can also support us through Patreon. So we appreciate that. So GameFixShow.com is where you do it. And anything else, guys, you want to add before we say so long? No? Good?
No.
All right. It's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Yeah. Love you.
R.I.P. Akira Toriyama.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dino Tripodis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.